Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm your host, Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, a boutique firm that is home to over 30 real estate sales and marketing agents who service home buyers and home sellers throughout Boston, the South Shore, the South Coast, and Cape Cod. Our firm takes pride in assisting our clients in the next chapter of their lives by taking a holistic approach to their real estate endeavors. We believe that every move should be a moving experience. Every week, my co-host Melissa Wallace and I will provide you with my team's unique marketing approach to selling homes and share with you our expertise in navigating the home buying process. We value the experience of our agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so much that not only will you hear my perspective on real estate topics, occasionally you will hear the expert thoughts and opinions of our experienced agents at Boston Connect Real Estate. Be a part of our roundtable. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts at Talk Real Estate Roundtable. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me and my team to discuss your real estate needs, you can connect with me at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable here on a finally somewhat sunny, well, not raining morning in Massachusetts. Here we are. I am in studio this morning with my sidekick, Melissa Wallace. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So we also have my favorite producer. Don't let Larry know that because he's been on Tuesdays. So my favorite Saturday producer, let's put it that way. Okay. Then it's like, I feel like I'm, you know, saying what I used to say to my kids. I used to say, you are my favorite 6-year-old. You're my favorite 5-year-old. So Tim McKinney, you are my favorite Saturday.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And Talk Real Estate Nation.
Yes. So, hey, I sent you a picture of Hardly.
Yeah, I know. You got to stop teasing me like this. I can't just walk over to the studio and grab one out of the box, you know?
I know. I wish I had time to bring you over some.
That's okay. I shouldn't be eating donuts anyways. I got a healthy little breakfast here, so.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. I shouldn't be eating donuts either, but you know what?
But just a little indulgence now and then is okay. You know.
Yeah. Mel, you want to tell everybody about Hardly Saints?
Yeah. Hardly
Go ahead.
You go ahead. No, I'll let you talk about it.
I want you to talk about it.
I want you to talk about it. Go ahead. You talk about it.
So, I don't know a whole lot about them, but I do know that you have to pre-order your donuts because they sell out very quickly. Check out the website. They go around each weekend to different locations with their truck, and you can get donuts right off the truck. Mm-hmm. It's a veteran. It's his business. This is supporting him. So
him and his wife.
Yeah, him and his wife. And, hey, who doesn't like donuts? And you're helping a great cause.
Yeah. And you can actually go there and get the I got a half dozen donuts this morning. So you can get the donuts just right at the truck. You can pre-order dozen donuts there. So but if you're watching us live on Facebook, you can see
on Facebook.
It's going to be hard for us to not eat them.
And YouTube. Yeah. So if you're on Facebook and YouTube and you can see them on there. But if you do want to follow us on YouTube, you can go to the Boston Connect channel. It's Boston Connect TV. And you can also find us on Facebook on Boston Connect Real Estate and on my personal page this morning, Sharon Costa McNamara. And I put that Costa in there because, you know, that's my maiden name. And I want, you know, my friends from Dorchester to remember me because that's what we're going to be doing on Tuesday, right? Tuesday, am I going to be here
for
you?
Kristen Howlett actually is watching us on Facebook. So hello, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
A full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate. And she, every month I do a little segment with her. We're going around south of Boston and highlighting a community. But I cannot do the show on Tuesday. So Sharon is joining Kristen for our monthly show, and they're going to be talking about Dorchester.
So. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. So
Dorchester.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in one more on speaking? HardlySaints.com. I just went to the About Us page and scrolled down in the picture. The truck he has.
That is so amazing.
Is it an antique, do you know, or?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I think it was converted.
Is Emmy out there right now?
Oh, that's so cool. I love it.
The donut truck, is it an antique or is it converted?
It's imported from Argentina.
Oh, right. It makes me like it even more.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love it. I love the color and the white wheels. And that's great.
Can we play some Argentina music? I'd like to
see if I can find some.
Shake, shake.
Okay.
Yeah, let's find some. So we have the donuts here. Sharon's doing the show with Kristen on Tuesday. We just did quite a few shows on something that's really important and going on in our industry. And we're sort of moving on without really moving on to a new topic. It's really just, I guess today we're going to be talking about knowing the benefits of paying a buyer's agent. We're going to do the seller's perspective, buyer's perspective. So sort of, continuing, but not really. It's sort of a new topic continuation. But yeah, that's what we're going to be doing.
All right. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So I also have my friends on Clubhouse that are joining us. So for those of you that are familiar, here we go. Yeah, let's just listen to this for a moment. I wish I had like a flowy dress on that I could be like.
Some candles, like, a glass of wine.
Yeah,
yes.
Some like black shoes, like with a buckle on them.
You're just like your man's in the corner and you're just like waiting.
Yes.
Like, and he has a rose.
And it's in between the teeth, right?
Yes, between the teeth.
Yes. That's awesome. You know, Tim's going to get me in trouble. Tim, we have people that complain about my show. I know.
Yeah, we got to stay on topic. I know.
Yeah. Why do people complain about my show?
They like things a certain way. People don't like change. And your show's about real estate. Talk about real estate. They do it most of the time.
But listen to this song. Yeah, how sexy is that? Let's go to Argentina.
Yeah, okay. Right? I have to get a passport first.
I have to get a passport. Yeah, you should have a passport always. So... All right, well, there's Argentina. Maybe I'll go and check out real estate there and then bring it all together. So, again, that is Hardly Sings. The reason why we're playing Argentinian music is because that's where their truck is from. So, come and get a donut. Yeah. So if you are in the area, we're at 19 Mattakesic Street in Pembroke Center, right across the street from Stop and Shop. And they're out there. And we have Emmy Flaherty in the office this morning as well. Emmy is a full-time real estate agent here at Boston Connect Real Estate. She is one of the best of the best. And if you want to see what the studio looks like and how we're doing our show, come on by. She will tour you through, but you have to act like it's a museum and you have to be really quiet.
Yeah, really quiet.
Really quiet.
Wear quiet shoes.
Yeah. It just reminds me of that what was that cartoon? Was it a cartoon? Shh, be very, very quiet. I want to catch the rabbit.
I'm hunting rabbits.
Ginny Wendell, who is also a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, said on Facebook, "Start your weekend off right. Donuts are the secret energy boost for all home hunters."
Oh, there you go, Ginny Wendell. She's just so full of wisdom.
Bringing it all back to real estate.
I love Ginny. She was the first one to send me a text on my birthday a couple weeks ago, and she sends me all these things of wisdom. Ginny, I know you're listening right now. I could use some of those little prayer things you used to send me every day. But I was starting to say, I have my friends on Clubhouse. They are joining. They can hear us. For some reason or another, they cannot hear Tim, but we don't have time to figure out why. Tim, are you in the other studio again? Are you in the main
Yeah, but
one?
I've got all my stuff.
Yeah.
All the right buttons pushed to talk to everything, so yeah. I don't know.
All right, might be me, who knows. Mm. So, anyways, I have my friends. They are real estate agents throughout the country, and I think it's just such a nice, added val to bring to all of our listeners here on WATD because it's really nice. One of the things that I think is really important as a real estate agent and, of course, the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate is to really be on top of topics that are happening not only in our hyper-local area, but throughout the nation. Because generally speaking, if something happens one place, it will happen here as well. And it's nice to sort of be ahead of the curve. So I do have a lot of people throughout the country that are joining us live as well. Periodically, they will pipe in on our conversation. I will introduce you to them. So if you are thinking about relocating to another area, then I have the right person for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. Knowing the benefits of paying a buyer's agent.
Yeah.
Do we want to do seller's perspective first, or do we want to do buyer perspective first?
Let's. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I don't either. So
why don't we do maximizing buyer interest and offers? So from a seller's perspective.
Okay. The other thing, too, is I do want to give the number to the studio. Tim is live in studio as well. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. You can call in and talk to us, or you can text in if you have a message or potentially a complaint. Potentially a complaint. If you don't like the Argentina music, you have to blame Tim for that. I don't control the dial on that. So, so back to, you know, why we're talking about this. The past 3 weeks, we've been talking about the NAR settlement. And the NAR settlement, I'm not going to get very much into that, but I will say I watched something again. I watched 2 hours of an antitrust class last week. She was great. Jody O'Brien was the instructor, and it was really, really, really good. And she also said, and I've said this since the beginning, because again, we were the first office in Massachusetts to have the MAR, Massachusetts Association of Realtors Council, and head of education teaching our office what this all means. So we are taking it very, very seriously. And I've been saying it since then, 4 weeks ago, and she reiterated that NAR has said that regardless of what this settlement is and how it pans out, they are going forward with the conditions of the settlement as it stands now. What does that mean for you if you're a home buyer or a home seller? Well, this is what it means. I feel like I'm interviewing myself.
You can talk about this until...
I know.
What's the saying? Until the cows come home?
I was going to say until the sun rises, because that's what it feels like here.
until the sun rises.
We had so much fun with the eclipse.
Oh, yeah, we did. We sat out front.
Yeah. Why are we even going to talk about real estate today?
I don't know.
I feel better, though. I feel like somebody popped a bubble as soon as that eclipse was over. I feel like my energy is, I can walk a straight line again. So what this means, what the two main conditions and what it means for buyers and sellers is, one, no longer will MLS be allowed to put in a compensation for a buyer's agent. Okay. I'm not going to get into the weeds about that, because if you want to know more about it, you can listen to our podcast, Talk Real Estate Roundtable. You can also go to talkrealestateroundtable.com and you can find all of those shows, and it will explain it in detail. And so what it means is, no longer will we be able to see that. The other thing is MLS PIN is really not part of this, because it's not association owned, but they will follow suit. So we're just going forward pretending that this is what's going to happen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that NAR is going to make these adjustments anyway. So we are part of the National Association of Realtors. So we'll have to abide by that. If we choose to leave in January, then that will be our choice. Okay. So what that means is there's no compensation the way that it used to be, as I explained, and the way that it is right now. Actually, currently, it is still this way until July, or until further notice from NAR, which is such a gray area, but I won't start complaining about that right now. Right now, the way that it works is you list your home, you pay your seller's agent. Okay. The seller's agent only represents you and has fiduciary responsibility to you. So you pay me a certain amount to list your home. You give me that money in our contract. I tell you what I'm going to be doing with my money. I particularly don't think it's anyone's business, yeah. But hey, the state tells me I have to do it. I conform to what the state wants me to do. And I put in my agreement, hey, you're paying me this. And I'm just letting you know, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I'm going to pay half to a buyer's agent. And I love the way that Trish Flynn, full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, the way that she put it at our roundtable that we have every Tuesday is, I value a buyer's agent so much that I'm willing to give half of my compensation away to them. Mm-hmm. And that's how we did it. We did it through MLS. So that was our participating contract with MLS is, hey, in order for you to put your listing into MLS where it will be syndicated to all of the other websites like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, all the other BostonConnect.com, all the websites, you have to offer compensation. Mm-hmm. So really the charge was to me as the listing agent. So I would give half of it away. Okay. That's going away. No longer will we do that, and no longer do they want that. I have some funny stories about it, but we don't have time and a bottle of wine in front of me because, honestly, when I read it, when I read the damn settlement, it says, oh, but a seller's agent can't still compensate a buyer's agent. That's what we do. But, yeah, hey, so listen, you want to make it all crazy and get me into your crazy little world? I'm here, okay?
We should have had mimosas. This would have been more fun.
Well, we still have time. You know where all the stuff is. I'm clearly talking anyways all by myself. You can go get the stuff from mimosas. Just don't tell Ed Perry, okay, Tim? So with that said,
I think it's a little late for that, Sharon.
Yeah, I know. So with that, no longer will we be able to do that. So now, if I am not paying a buyer's agent, if I'm not compensating them, then the theory is that I won't be charging the sellers as much money, right? Makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I was only making half of that anyways, so chances are that's what I'm going to charge the seller. The seller still has the opportunity and the right and the ability to compensate a buyer's agent. So I don't care what you're hearing on CNN. I don't care what you're reading in the New York Times. I am telling you that you can. Mm-hmm. I'm getting feisty.
Well, Tracy is offering to come in. She's a bartender.
Tracy, please come. Please come. Yeah. Tracy makes the best drinks, too. So Tracy Grady, full-time real estate agent here at Boston Connect Real Estate as well. She is part of the Grady team, and she's fabulous. And she was here a couple weeks with us talking about this. And honestly, it's just so much to sort of digest. So you, as the listener, if you're only hearing us once a week, like, we understand it's confusing. Live in our world.
Yeah, live in our world every day.
Yes. So now the seller, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you can still pay a buyer's agent. I want to make that very clear. No matter what you're hearing, it's not true. If you want to know what the truth is, this is what I want everybody in the world who's listening right now. In the world, I mean Marshfield.
Here on the South Shore.
Here on the South Shore. Call me and I will explain it to you because honestly, I actually wasn't in the office this week. I worked from home just for a few days just so I could like concentrate on some stuff. And one of them was reading through this NAR settlement. Call me and I am happy to explain it. And I know I said I was going to get on topic, but hey, it's my show. I can do whatever I like. My daughter, Mackenzie, yesterday, she works at a university and she was at an academic conference. It's about like higher education, like drug and alcohol initiatives, things like that. And she texted me. One of the speakers brought up for some reason or another, felt the need to bring up real estate in the middle of, you know, suicide prevention, you know, and said, you know, real estate agents are the ones to blame for basically everything, for prices being high and for just being unaffordable. Mm. And Mackenzie, my bright 28-year-old, sent me like a text message saying, well, that's a different take, don't you think? So this is this woman's theory is real estate agents buy all the houses. Then we renovate them, then we flip them, and then we get paid to sell that house. But we're still getting paid the first time we sell it. So we're making we're the only ones making money through this process. That's all I have to say.
Well, if it was that easy, I mean, why would we even have the show? Why would we be trying to you know,
good grief,
get clients and educate people on the real estate market. Well, like, we're just going to do it ourselves.
The part that's worrisome about that, Mel, is she's out there telling a room full of people this, and there's one 28-year-old in the room that knows the truth. So now all those people are they're out this morning, they're eating donuts somewhere down in Rhode Island, and they're saying, hey, did you know that real estate agents, this is the reason why we are where we are? Please don't hate us. Love us. We do a good job. We work really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And if you had an agent that didn't, then pick a different one.
You just, like, are very matter-of-fact about this whole thing. You just, like, if you didn't have a great experience, pick a different one.
I don't know what to tell you. Move on.
Move on.
Well, I was talking to my friends on Clubhouse this morning, and I was like, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I just woke up pissy. So that's what happened. And I'm trying. Oh, they're saying, they're saying that they lost us. Did you lose me, Meg? Can you still hear us?
Mm. Hello.
No, it's interesting. It's but you can't hear me through the mic. Okay, go ahead, Mel. Ask me a question.
Well, no, I want to get to sort of okay. The past couple of weeks we've been talking about the NAR settlement, what it means, and everything. So anybody who's been following along with all of our shows or on the podcast and is educated on that part of it. But you know, and I did do a show with Kristen Howlett about. You know, the role of a buyer's agent, sort of getting away from the NAR settlement and explaining all that part. But like the role in, and we literally have a list of 90 tasks as a buyer's agent. And I'm pretty sure we could come up with more than that. And I think what we sort of got the point out of the past couple of weeks is like showing your value and showing what it is that you do for work. But today we're going to be talking about, you know, the value of a buyer's agent, you know, offering the compensation from home sellers. I think we should do from the seller's perspective first.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, well, I'm asking you a question. What would be the benefit of offering a buyer's agent compensation?
All right. So, and again, I we had this conversation with our agents the other day, is you have to be very careful about what you're saying, because and right now I feel like I'm tiptoeing anyways. I feel like I'm tiptoeing on everything that is, you know, being said, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I think that one of the benefits is that one, if you have a buyer's agent working, you know, on the other side, they are doing a lot of work. And I know that that's one of the big questions. Like, and we had a caller a couple of weeks ago, I think his name was Charles or something. You know, what is the benefit of it? The buyer's agent does a lot of work. And as I stated in the beginning, is we valued buyer's agent so much that we're willing to give away half of what the seller is actually paying us to a buyer's agent, mm-hmm. you know? So that's one aspect. The other aspect is Sue Bollinger, another full-time real estate agent here at Boston Connect Real Estate. She brought up a very valid point too, is if I'm representing the seller, my fiduciary responsibility is to the seller. I have no fiduciary responsibility to the buyer. Well, that makes a lot of sense for the seller. But my worry and concern is if we have a lot of buyers out there that are unrepresented mm-hmm. because they can't afford to pay for their buyer's agent, mm-hmm. then where's the liability falling?
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like it will, when you're not represented, so you're unrepresented in any part of the transaction, it brings on this, like, I think that there's going to be a lot more lawsuits.
Yeah. Well, I sit on the grievance committee for, you know, MAR, Massachusetts Association of Realtors, and I sense the same thing. And you know what I sense is I sense that there will be more lawsuits, potentially not grievances agent to agent, but maybe more so, you know, consumer, you know, the public mm-hmm. to real estate agents, because I don't think that they're going to be fully aware
that they're not being represented.
Exactly. That yeah. they're not being represented. So, you know what? I have some stuff and I don't know where my bag is, but I printed out those disclosures that I made. If you okay. want to grab those in the bag, and I'll keep on talking. So one of the things is, so that one of the parts of it is the liability, like let the liability rest on the other agent, right? So that's going to take away that. And it's going to give you a good sense of, you know, relief that, you don't have to worry about that, you know, at some point. So 93A lawsuits or things like that, right? So we don't want to worry about that. The other good reason is there are going to be a lot of agents who, I mean, a lot of buyers who simply just will not be able to afford a buyer's agent. They just won't be able to afford it. And I can't put it any other way than that. And it's because, you know, if you think about the buyers, they're coming up with their down payment. They're coming up with their, you know, their closing costs. They're coming up with money for a home inspection, for a radon inspection, for a lead paint inspection. They're coming up with what other things? Oil adjustments at the end. Yeah. I still don't understand the oil adjustment. Can we talk about that for a quick sec?
What about it? You don't think a buyer should pay for the oil?
Well, this is how I feel. Again, I don't know why I'm so off track today, but I'm loving it. You know, we do oil adjustments here. And so whatever oil is in the tank, the seller gets a final reading. And then at the closing, the buyer has to pay them for that oil in the tank. And I'm waiting for the day for a buyer to say, no, I don't want your oil. Take it.
Take it.
I'm not paying for it. I don't want it. I'll get my own oil.
Yeah.
Then what does the seller do with the oil?
I don't know. That's up to an attorney, I guess. But you have to pay your attorney.
Yeah, you have to pay your attorney. That's another one, right?
Yeah.
You have to pay for, sellers pay for the state tax stamps here in Massachusetts. But there's a lot of other things that have to be paid for. So this
Plus
is...
Plus you're taking time off of work too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Absolutely, right? Mm-hmm. So here's been the conversations that we've been having around the office. If we have a buyer client that can't pay, does that mean that we don't show them houses anymore? Like, how do we do this, right? And then, like, we're in this interim. We're sort of in purgatory right now. It's like some people are already putting these things into place and some people are not. And we're in this in-between state. And so if you're working with a buyer, and I just want to show you, and to those of you who are like, yeah, well, to the sellers who are saying, well, to hell with them, let them figure it out on their own. I feel like it was already embedded in the sale price to begin with. But hey, and the question is, did you pay a buyer's agent when you bought your house? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the things that I think, you know, the sellers are probably saying that, but for the buyers, it's real. Like they just won't be able to. So nothing has changed yet. But if sellers are, I mean, if an agent is out with a buyer and they're showing 10 houses, let's say they end up showing them 10 houses, and five of those houses, you know, the agent calls and they say, hey, you know, my seller is still willing to offer compensation. Okay, that's great. Now the buyer's agent knows they're going to get paid if they sell one of those houses. This is the thing that's sort of funny to me, because it's supposed to be about true transparency. Now, you have to show everybody any house that they want, whether there's compensation or not.
Yeah.
It will be up to the buyer, though, because if you sit down with the buyer, the other part, the other caveat to this is, the other thing is, one, it won't be an MLS, and two, we will have to have a buyer agency agreement with every buyer that we're working with or showing houses to. And in that, it will indicate exactly what we're getting paid. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is what you will owe me if you purchase a house with me. Okay. That number can't be adjusted. I know it can't be adjusted upward, because like if you want so much and they're offering more, you can't go upward. That money would go back to the buyer. I'm sure it could go down, but that's another story. So why do I feel all over the place today? Did I take my meds?
I don't know.
Did you?
Did I?
So with that said, now it's up to the buyer. Because the buyer is going to be the one that is responsible to pay. So if I'm sitting with my buyer, let's just play this, Mel. Hey, you know, here are the 10 houses that I'm just going to narrow this down. Here are the five houses that we're going to go see today. I just want to let you know, you know, through our contract, you're going to owe me this, you know, this percentage of whatever, you know, house that you purchase. I want to let you know I've already done some investigating, and three of these sellers are willing to compensate me for my services to help you as a buyer's agent. Mm-hmm. These two are not. So I've already asked if they would, and they said one said that they clearly will not, that that's your responsibility, and one said that I would have to negotiate for it. And I'm very happy to do that. I'm very, you know, very very confident in my ability to negotiate. So I'm happy to do that, but not at the risk of you losing the house. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to put you into a situation there where if we have to negotiate for my compensation because you don't have the liquidity to do that, I don't want to put your offer, you know, in a different position. But again, at the end of the day, it truly is up to you which way you want to go. So we can go see all five of these properties. I just want to make sure that you're aware of the situation before we go, because if you choose one of these two and they choose not to allow us to negotiate or they choose not to compensate me, we have to figure out how I will be paid.
Yeah. I feel like this is going to be a fair housing, like, nightmare.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
What we're supposed to do for one, what we do for all.
Mm-hmm.
But so, okay, we can educate them and tell everybody, okay, these are the facts. But I feel like it's still going to be a fair housing issue.
Oh, I absolutely
agree. You can't afford me, so I'm not working with you.
Yeah. Megan, can you hear me? Okay, like through the studio or just on the phone?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because we can't hear you. Yeah. So there's something going on with my thing. We can't hear you through our headphones. Sorry about that, guys. So because one of the things we talk about all the time in Clubhouse is transparency. This is all this is. It's just about being transparent. And Anna is on there and she's known as the transparent agent, right? So it is about transparency. And that's what we always wanted. And believe me, I said this Tuesday, if you have an agent that is only showing you properties based on what they're getting paid, knock, knock, time for a new agent.
Knock,
okay.
Knock.
That's all I have to say.
Knock, knock.
It is just time for a new agent. Nobody should be doing that.
Yeah.
So again, I felt as if it was a little more clear before, you know, like, hey, this is what, and for us in our MLS, it was written right in there, like, right, you know, you could see it on Zillow and everything else. So now it's up to the buyer at that point when I'm sitting with the buyer, and potentially the buyer could say, Sharon, you know, I do like that house, but I mean, at the end of the day, I can't afford to pay you if it isn't going to be embedded in the sale price.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't, you know, if I'm going for a VA loan because I'm a vet, and you can't pay for anything really outside of the sale anyway. So let's not even use that as an example, but I just don't have the money to pay you. And Sharon, I do value your worth. I do value what you're going to do for me, but I just don't have the money.
Yeah.
I think I just have to take that house out of what I'm going to look at.
As a buyer?
As a buyer.
Oh, I'm not going to look at it because
I can't afford it.
Do you think that that's going to happen as opposed to I'm going to look at it. If I like it, then I'll figure it out afterwards? Or
I think there'll be a little bit of both. But as a seller, are you going to take the risk?
I don't know. As a seller, are you going to take a risk? I'm asking the world.
Give the number.
WATD's number is 781-837-4900. Again, 781-837-4900 is the number to call, or you can text as well. So Tim is waiting patiently for anybody's input. We do have quite a few people watching us on Facebook and I think on YouTube as well. So, I mean, obviously, this is a very hot topic, and, you know, it just, we've been talking about it for a while, but I think we wanted to put a little bit of a spin on it with this. But I think exposure, you have a question? Yeah, I don't think we can take questions from there.
I can't take questions. I'm trying to figure out how to get this working. Hold on.
But, yeah, so, it's just going to be, you know. It's going to be a lot, but it is what it is.
Yep. Sorry. I know. I was just trying to get that fixed. And for you guys, if you can hear us, like, we can't hear you through our headphones, so we can't manage that. So I'm sorry. If you want to send me a text for a question, I can read it that way. Yeah, so I think that that will be one of the benefits for a seller. I mean, here's the thing. The number that you were paying before, and again, I don't blame you for having these ideas in your head that suddenly, oh, it's going to be cheaper for me to sell my house. You know, it's funny because the sellers are thinking it's cheaper for me to buy a house. And for some reason or another, the buyers are thinking, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if they think that the sale price of the houses are going to come down. I feel like they're going to go up. You know, here's another thing, too. So Trish and Nick Flynn, I mentioned this on Tuesday. Trish and Nick Flynn showed a house in – they showed a couple houses in Millis on Tuesday. One of them had $1 as representation, right? Because they have to right now have to put something in there. The value of a real estate agent clearly is more than $1. So they called – Nick called – and asked, is your seller going to be willing to compensate a buyer's agent? And the agent's response was, you can negotiate for it, which is great. I mean, he's a really good negotiator. I bet you probably one of the best in the office, considering he was, you know, is a Marine, right? So I'm sure he can negotiate. And it was interesting because they ended up going to this other house up the street, and that other house had 30 offers on it. Mm-hmm. 30 offers. It went for $130,000 over asking. Now, Trish and Nick's offer didn't get accepted, but I'm so curious. I wish I knew how many offers the other house had.
Yeah. Kristen Howlett is watching, and she says, in my opinion, the number one benefit of working with a buyer's agent as a seller or a listing agent is that a good buyer's agent will have vetted the buyer. They will know their purchase ability. They will have talked through any potential scenarios so that the buyer is well informed. As a seller, wouldn't you rather work with a buyer who is well qualified buyer as opposed to a buyer who is not so serious?
Yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. I mean, that is, I mean, and that's the thing where we're here. We're talking about the value of a buyer's agent. And, you know, it's so interesting because when the market is good, we always hear, you know, when you're a listing agent, well, what do you, I'm going to sell it on my own anyways. Like, what do? You just put a sign in the yard. And now it's like flipped. Like, what does a buyer's agent do anyways? They open the door and let them show them the house. It's not as glamorous as HGTV. I'm letting you know that. It just is not that glamorous. And it's not that easy. And there's a lot that's involved in it, especially if you have a good buyer's agent. You know, they're doing their due diligence and they're doing everything, you know, to make sure that they're protecting the buyer. But on the other hand, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, they're protecting you too. The liability won't fall back on you when we have all these people roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things too is when we're talking about sellers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sellers.
What are other things that we want to talk about?
strategies that buyers and agents use to market their properties too, because it's not just so. Listing agents market their properties, but buyers agents market their buyers too. So, you know, how many times have we seen, oh, I have a buyer in search of, I have a buyer in search of, or I'm looking for X, Y, and Z in all these towns. And, you know, how many times have you gotten a letter in the mail or a postcard in the mail? Hey, I have a buyer interested in living in your neighborhood and all that stuff. Like, it's not just, oh, let me just, you know, open the front door and you take a walk through. Like, there's so much more homework. There's so much more things behind the scenes that a buyer's agent does do. And for Kristen's point was, you know, they know that their buyer is well qualified because during a transaction, it's not one side against the other. It's everybody mm-hmm. coming together to negotiate and make it all work so everybody makes it to the closing table.
You know, I'm really glad that you said that because the best negotiation is not a battle. The best negotiation is just that. And when you're working with a buyer's agent, you know, on the other side, you know, again, I'm a very strong listing agent. So, you know, sometimes I can tell like what the buyer's agent's going to be like if they want to battle it out. And sometimes that just isn't going to work. But, you know, we know, the professionals out there know, like, I'm sort of the person that's given the answer. I'm the voice for the seller, right? The seller mm-hmm. tells me. So it's really not a negotiation between a buyer's agent and a seller's agent. It's really a negotiation between the buyer and the seller. And it's our job as agents to sort of bring that together and sort of calm the emotions and bring the value in so both parties are happy. And I do know that, you know, when, you know, a lot of people thinking, well, I'm just going to sell my house on my own, or I'm just going to, you know, I don't need a buyer's agent. Beware, do some research. I assure you that, you know, we are worth our weight in gold. And, you know, for a seller, you know, statistically, I think it's 40% more if you list your house with a real estate agent, because we are the ones that are negotiating. We have the right forms. We do all the things legally, like lead paint disclosures and all these other things. And for buyers, you're more protected. And that's the other thing. We negotiate for a price. So if you go and we're going to tell you if we think that you should be purchasing that house or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I showed a property the other day. My client actually lives out of state, and I FaceTimed her and, you know, showed her around the house and everything. And that's another story. You should see the disclosure he has added to there, the things he wants. But that's another story, another show. And as I was doing that, you know, I pulled comps on it and I just said, hey, this is what they're listed at. And I actually found the comp that he's using to come to this number. But it was a year and a half ago. But do I feel as if the value is this? I said, honestly, I'm telling you that the value is probably at this list price. After that, though, it's up to you.
Yeah, that's emotional value after that.
Exactly. The emotional value, I can't gauge that for you. So that's really where it is and how it gets to you. I just want to give our number again, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call. Any questions, comments, any of that good stuff, give us a buzz.
I was also just thinking about, so Sam Horton, who is a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, and how many investors he represents, mm-hmm. and all the everything that he has to do up until putting mm-hmm. in an offer for an investor. Like, so they're relying on him to do a lot of research of what it is that they, especially if they're buying like a multifamily or something that they are going to rent out, what mm-hmm. it is, what's the market value of the rent right there? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so is it worth their investment as well? Mm-hmm. I mean, those are all things that I know people rely on him for and mm-hmm. rely on other agents who represent, you know, investors and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I would say, too, I mean, when an investor is coming at you as a seller, and if they're not, you know, if they're unrepresented, yeah, there's a certain amount that they are familiar with and what they can do. But I'll tell you right there, I'm letting you know, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, that investor has a lot more experience about buying and selling houses than you do. If yeah. you haven't sold a house in 20 years and now you're going to sell your house and you're not going to offer compensation to a buyer's agent, I'm letting you know that investor is going to know more than you do. Mm-hmm. And it's better, like, I still think it's still better to have that buyer's agent there. So helping you.
Yeah.
Okay.
anything else from a seller's perspective?
Let me just see. Here in South Carolina, the request. Okay, so somebody, one of my friends here is asking me a question on Clubhouse. Unfortunately, that's not working again. Here in South Carolina, the request for compensation will be questionable because a buyer's agent comes and requests. Who's to say the listing agent is saying a lower amount than what is on the agreement? And they take the rest. Will attorneys be asking the listing for listing agreements and buyer agreements? These are the questions our agents are asking. The transparency is gone and the shadiness is coming out. And I agree, Courtney. Yeah. This is making things worse, which is why I think, you know, the judge still hasn't decided if they're going to accept this settlement. And now the DOJ is back out and they're going to reinvestigate the NAR case. But it doesn't matter. NAR itself, National Association of Realtors, said that they are going forward regardless with these conditions. And all of our forms are going to have to change. And I know here in Massachusetts, we don't have to show our listing agreements. Are we going to have to show the buyer's agreements? I don't know how it's all going to
shake
out.
Or the agency disclosure.
Yeah.
Like who you're representing.
Well, the agency disclosure is something that we're always supposed to have. So, again.
Yeah, but nobody, right now, nobody's asking for it.
Yeah. But the state can knock on our door and ask for every single one of them, actually. Yeah. So, I don't know how that will work. And again, this is why I feel as if the buyer's agents, it's important that they get paid, in my opinion. So let's just recap because we only have 10 minutes. For the seller, from your perspective, I think it's great because the buyer agent, there's where the liability will lie, right? So you don't have to worry about that. They're going to be helping their person through that whole process. The other thing is if a buyer comes directly to the seller's agent and the seller's agent has to do all the work of two parties, that compensation, I don't know how much less it will actually be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's one of the questions that's out there as well. Is that going to happen? And then will more people come to your house if, you know, to see it? Because you are offering compensation to the buyer's agent. Now, I'm not saying that from an agent perspective, so I want to be very clear about that. I am not saying you should offer compensation because agents won't show your house. I am not saying that. Was that clear?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
You
weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Okay, I'll say it one more time. Okay? I am not saying that more agents... that agents won't show your house because you're not offering compensation. I am not saying that. Okay? What did I say?
You are not saying that agents will not show your house because you're not offering compensation. You're not saying that.
I am not saying that. What I am saying is buyers may say to their agent, I can't see that house because they are not offering compensation and I can't afford to pay you if they are not. If I don't have a way to embed your fee into this purchase, I can't afford to buy that house, so I'm not going to see it. It's not that an agent is, like I said in my little scenario, Mr. and Mrs. Hey, buyer, you're buying a house, Mel. Here are the five houses. Three, I've already said, they said that they would compensate me. So, hey, with our agreement, you are already covered. With these two, one said I had to negotiate. I am very confident in my negotiation abilities. But if there are multiple offers on that property, I never want my compensation to get in the way of you getting the house of your dreams. So that's a risk to the buyers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this last one, well, he doesn't want to play the game at all. He's just, you know, he or she just doesn't want to give any compensation. And they're saying it is fully your responsibility to figure that out. Okay. The buyer may say, I can't take the risk. You know, maybe I'll take the risk of you negotiating for your own. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. But you know what? The other three properties, they're offering it. Then I'd rather be one of those and maybe have a better opportunity at that.
Yeah, I feel like it's a unfair, like, it's a disadvantage to have that be a term in an offer. I feel like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I feel like this is going to be a fair housing issue.
Well, and we've had lots of listings come on the market in our office this, you know, past couple weeks and multiple offers. And you know, right now we're not in that situation because we're still doing things the way that we've always done them until we're told otherwise. But there are some agents out there that are already starting to do it their way. But, you know, as we're looking at these offers, I know I was helping Michelle Fay, full-time real estate agent here at Boston Connect Real Estate. I was helping her go through her offers the other day. And, you know, we're just looking at line items. At the end of the day, the sellers care about their net. That's what they care about. So that's what they're looking at. So if I'm putting in my compensation on top of that, well, their net potentially would be lower. And again, this works in a multi-offer situation. But if it's just – if you're the only person, I feel confident if I'm going up against – you know, if I have to negotiate for my commission and I'm the only offer, I can – easily reason with the seller that you're probably making more money based on the fact that you're listed on the market anyways with an agent,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that this price has always been sort of embedded in the number. So that's that.
That's that.
The end. So
we didn't even get to the buyer's sort of perspective of it, but
well, for the buyer perspective, I mean, it's pretty quick. I mean, yeah, I just want the buyers to know I feel for you. I truly feel for you because, like, right now I'm going out with first time home buyers today. I'm going to be showing a couple condos to them and, you know, went through the pre-approval process and, you know, they, you know, connected them with Jasmine. They're going through that pre-approval process. And I had a consultation with them yesterday. He was at the airport, so I didn't do it in person, which we normally do. But I was talking about the process. They were one of the people that were out there that they were just pushing the button and then like somebody was showing up and showing them the house. And they're like, we don't even know how this works. Like, we never get the same person. Like, we never know. Like, nobody knows who we are. Nobody knows. Like, we don't know who anybody is. Like, they're just lost out there. That is the importance of having a buyer's agent, somebody that is working for you, solely for you, fiduciary responsibility to you. And they're doing work for you when you are at work. That this is our job. So while you're at work at your full-time job, we're looking for houses. We're previewing houses. We're doing research on houses. Mm-hmm. That's why working with one buyer agent is more important. I sort of went into the conversation because his question to me, and I really wish that we had more time, and I really wish that Clubhouse was working, and I do want to bring this up in a Clubhouse room soon. His question to me was, you know, Sharon, I've been online, I've been looking, and I go, here it comes, and it wasn't what he had. He didn't know anything about the NAR thing. Mm. His question was, like, I'm just not sure if this is really the right time for me to really be buying. Should I wait? Like, it looks like interest rates might be going up again. It looks, you know, there's no inventory, multiple offers. Should we just rent for a little while and wait it out? What a great question. I mean, my answer now is, my answer is different. I'm like, honestly, I know that we have some circumstances, but I'm going to help you through those. The journey might be a little tougher, but I have a feeling it's going to be tougher after this. And this is why. Let me tell you about the NAR settlement. And your responsibility after this in July is that you're going to have to pay the buyer's agent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah. So now we're adding more to it. So. Yeah. I think if you are a buyer, right now is the time to do it. They are saying that the rates are going to go up, so take advantage of what they are now. I'm telling you, they're never going to be 2.5 again. They're never going to be 3, 4, probably never 5 again. So you should be out there now before things go up, and you, on top of that, have to pay a buyer's agent.
Yeah. I just feel like my answer was always, oh, whenever it's the right time for you. Like, yeah. Very much a lawyer, like, it depends.
Yeah.
Like, whenever the right time, it's like, if you, I read recently that in 2023, so last year, first-time homebuyers were the biggest buyer pool, and I was part of that buyer pool, and I couldn't even imagine still being on my journey if I didn't have my house. So, you know, for everything that is changing, like, I feel like even my perspective would have changed from purchasing something mm-hmm. after July.
Yeah, absolutely. So Anna, my friend Anna, who she's on Clubhouse, and she says, couldn't buyers pay sellers transfer tax and other seller fees and finance that in exchange for buyer agent commission on the seller side? I suppose they could do anything they want, so long as the loan will allow them to.
Yeah, that right? would be a question for a loan officer,
yeah.
if that's something that they are yeah. able to do.
Will that be able to be done? But I think that that's a good idea, you know, the buyer now paying for things for the seller. I can't believe we're out of time. We have to make this show 2 hours.
Oh, no.
No. Melissa's like, no, I don't want to do that. We have a bunch of open houses going on this weekend. So if you get a chance, go to bostonconnect.com and you'll find all the open houses. Kate Fisher is at 45 Brookhill Lane from 10 to 12. She's also at 158 Bay State Circle from 1 to 3. The Grady team is at 6 Whitford Drive in Marshfield, 12 to 2. Sharon and Mary, 9 Longwood Lane, Hanover, 1 to 3. The Grady team, 10 to 11:30 at Ferry Street. We're at Cushing Trail in Narragansett, and then again tomorrow. So go on to bostonconnect.com.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Yeah. So bye, everybody. Thanks
bye, everybody.
For watching
Thank
on Facebook
so
and Facebook Clubhouse friends. Thank you. Sorry for the difficulties. And YouTube, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this